You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Most sports talking heads make predictions, then hope you forget about how wrong they were. But not Mackie and Judd.
Write this down.
This is the Big Leagues, where we own our terrible predictions.
Write that down.
And keep track of each other's batting averages. It's Write That Down.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
With Mackie and Judd.
Yep. All the other cowards in sports media walking around with their fragile, broken egos, afraid to admit that they were wrong.
Wow.
Why don't you admit you're wrong, Judd?
Well, actually, I do that twice on Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. And every single day at home, by the way, too.
I got into that back and forth with someone like a week ago on Twitter. And I said, well, we do admit that we're wrong every Wednesday. It's quite embarrassing sometimes. Says, no. Those are just like for the predictions you make on Wednesdays. I need you to admit that you're wrong on other days, too. Like, I think we do.
Pretty healthy amount.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like the NFL. We're not. We need to stop at some point. We can't put games on every day. We can't just admit we're wrong every day. Give us Tuesday to feel like we're right, okay? And Wednesdays we'll admit that we're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, this Write That Down session presented by our friends at EcoFun. It is scooter season.
Vroom, vroom.
It is fun season. How about this? Beat the man at the pump. Did you know you can save so much gas by just riding a scooter? Scooters average sometimes 100 to 120 miles per gallon. You can find them at EcoFun. You can save $300 off the total price of a new Yamaha Zuma 125 fuel-injected scooter. Lowest price ever. In terms of side-by-side, save $2,000 on the most popular Yamaha side-by-sides. Go anywhere. Tackle any obstacle in style and comfort this season. EcoFun. Our friends at EcoFun helping power us here on Score North. So here's how it works. Three predictions from everybody each week. They must be quantifiable. We keep track of batting averages and home runs here. We do a football-centric version on Purple Daily every week. And listeners, if you want to be like Julian and participate as a guest listener predictor, send a message to Declan through the Score North app. We'll get you scheduled for some time later on this summer. All right, boys. Time to be held accountable. Let's start with Judd. Nothing came off the board for you. So we're gonna do a highlighted prediction that remains on the board. You said A-Rod will be out of the Timberwolves ownership group by the 2025 season or sooner. All right. Last night at the Heat Celtics playoff game, a star studded crowd. Derek Jeter was there. All kinds of celebrities were there. And in the front row, Alex Rodriguez sitting right next to Anthony Edwards, chumming it up. Future majority owner of the franchise with the current and future star of the franchise. So I don't know. The fact that A-Rod and Anthony Edwards are hanging out, it was in Miami too, right? I think it was a road game for the Celtics. So
it was.
How do you feel about this prediction?
I feel very good about this prediction. I feel very good. I think he's going to either not have sufficient funds, which is probably a long shot, although I don't think he's definitely not like a billionaire. But I also think that there's a fighting chance. He's already starting to get involved now in these groups outside of his relationship with Lori that buy minority interest in teams. So I feel pretty good that the Wolves thing is going to come and go for him.
Okay. I think Laurie's the one that really drives it anyways. So.
I agree completely. Yeah, I don't think it's going to kill it. But
okay, McAdack, I said Rory McIlroy. This is just an atrocious PGA Championship parlay. I think all of these are wrong. Yes, Rory McIlroy would finish outside the top 30. Jason Day, who missed the cut, would finish inside the top 10. And Cameron Young would finish inside the top 10. It was basically the opposite.
Yeah, Rory actually ended up playing pretty well by the end of it.
Yeah, he was pretty much top 10 the last couple days.
Yeah.
Just, he was never really in contention to actually win it, but he was always kind of within like five strokes. So. Not bad. Okay, listeners, Kevin said no live golfer would win a PGA major this year. Speaking of celebrities at the Heat game last night, old Brooks Koepka was sitting courtside.
At the Panthers game two nights ago.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Drinking beer out of the thing, I believe.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Spilling beer
he
a little
called
bit,
his
so.
Shot, too. Somebody was like at his post game or post win press conference was like, how are you going to celebrate tonight? He goes, I think we're going to lay low tonight because tomorrow I'm getting wasted at the Panthers game. Mm-hmm. All right, Declan, you had some red here too. You said Twins starting pitchers would rack up at least 40 strikeouts within the last week. The six games between these two, write that down. 34, I think, or 35.
Yeah, something like that. It was short.
You said Rory would make the cut. And he'd shoot a 67 or better in the first couple rounds. He did not shoot a 67 or better, unfortunately.
Off to a rough patch here in 2023. This has been a rough go.
Yeah, you're the reigning defending. You batted 400 last year or something close to it. Maybe you did finish over 400. But right now, Judd is just dominating here with a 392 average, 130 points almost ahead of Declan at 268. Listeners at 254. Judd leads me by 230 points. I have a 163 batting average.
Don't let the bosses see this.
Yeah, I don't think they watch this segment. Judd with 5 home runs. I have 3. Listeners and Declan have 2 apiece. Declan still leads all time with a 375 batting average. Judd 333. I'm at 262 right there with the listeners at 261. Judd leads all time with 278 hits. Listeners lead all time with 44 home runs. Let's get Julian in here.
You buzzed Julian. Right. Poor guy. Poor Julian.
This is the wrong button. Off my write that down game. It's kind of a bad start. Julian, what's going on, man? Thanks for joining.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, but this is definitely the highlight of my week. And it's crazy. It's really, really cool to be here. I listen to you guys every day, and it's cool to take part in it, you know.
Awesome. Well, we're glad to have you. When is the first time you became a Minnesota sports fan?
So pretty recently, actually. I've never been too into sports in my life. I've been kind of a passive fan, but last December, I would say, I actually discovered you guys through the movie Rewinds.
Yes. I have breaking news on that front, on the movie Rewinds front.
Mm-hmm.
We have spent the last, 3 weeks combing through. So we've done 87 movie rewinds dating back to the pandemic. We started doing these movie rewinds, March of 2020 when there was no sports. We got together. We're like, what the hell are we going to do for the next however many months? We said, let's start with some movie rewinds. We've done 87 movie rewinds, but they're all, buried, most of them buried within longer episodes of Mackie and Judd and stuff. So we went through. We cut all the old ones out. And we've created a podcast feed. I don't think it's on Apple or Spotify yet. It might show up on Megaphone, but pretty soon it'll be available later this week. Anywhere you find podcasts, movie reviews with Mackie and Judd. So you can probably try searching it right now. But every movie review we've ever done going back to 2020 is going to be available. So thank you for reminding us of that, Julian. And that's really cool. You found it. What do you remember, which movie review you stumbled into?
Yes. The two that I gravitated towards, I guess, were Casino Royale and How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. I mean, in full honesty, I'm not trying to, butter any bread here, but I was laughing the entire time. I'm like, this is one of the best film review shows I've ever seen. And then I realized, okay, these guys do sports. And then I checked that out for a bit. Grew up an A's fan, but they kind of stopped trying to win. So, and now they're moving to Vegas. And I realized, okay, well, maybe it's time to start checking out other teams. And I've been following the Twins and starting to dip my toes in for hockey, the Wild, and I guess Vikings as well.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Casino Royale and How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days are two of my 5 favorite movies of all time.
I was going to say, you love those.
Rocky IV is in there somewhere.
but not Rocky V. Don't ever talk about Rocky
V. That didn't happen.
Rocky V is an abomination.
Yep.
Don't ever say Rocky and Five in the same sentence ever again. You'll mute your microphone. So, well, that's awesome. So Julian found us. Julian has, he's now found us through a Casino Royale review, and now he hates the Minnesota Twins just as much as we do because of us. So we're going to start with you, Julian. You make your first prediction. And by the way, it doesn't have to be Minnesota sports related. You can make predictions about whatever you want on this this version. So we'll start with you. We'll make three trips around the room, Judd, Declan, and myself here. But the floor is yours. What's your first prediction, Julian?
Okay, so write this down. The Vikings will beat the Eagles and the Niners this season.
Wow. Nice. Wow. So I'm not the only one who thinks that Eagles game is far from a given loss. Mm. It's like Julian and I are on the same page.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Write that
down. Or drinking the same alcohol or smoking the same wacky tobacco. I'm not sure.
All right, he's a new fan still. It's going to take some time to realize.
Well, I'm not a new fan.
No, I know. You're delusional. He's a new fan.
Okay. What's Judd's first prediction?
The Twins will acquire a major league relief pitcher before the All-Star break. So in a trade, the Twins are going to acquire a major league. So somebody who can actually come in and stabilize things from a big league team before the All-Star break.
And just to clarify, this is someone who has pitched in the big leagues before, yes. Right? That's what you're saying.
Yeah. I'm saying it's going to be somebody off a roster who is either in the big leagues or has extensive experience before. So it can't just be a class A slappy.
An established reliever.
Yeah, established. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And before the All-Star break is a little bit bold because it's several weeks before the trade deadline. So you're saying.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm saying.
Get the show on the road.
Stop the bleeding now. For the love of God, Derek Falvey.
But when Alcala comes, is Alcala on the injured list right now? Yes. What's his situation? But when he comes back, it'll be like acquiring an established major league reliever.
Yeah.
Right?
The Twins will go outside the franchise to do this. You know, that Cano kid in Baltimore is pretty good, man.
Should inquire about him. They should call on him. See what the deal is there. All right, Dax, what's your first prediction?
I'm going to make a Twins prediction. You guys tell me if this is a home run or not. So... Mm-hmm. Gallo's out today. Correa is also out of the lineup today. A lot of guys banged up. But write this down. The Twins beat the Giants today, and they don't blow a lead in the seventh inning or later. Is this enough for a home run?
It's definitely not a home run, I don't think, because it's baseball. Like, baseball teams beat baseball teams. So you're saying they beat the Giants and they hold a lead. They don't blow a lead. So what do you mean by they don't blow a lead? You're saying they're going to win the game, so they're not going to blow a lead, obviously.
Yeah, they...
You're saying...
I was going to say, because I could maybe not get this point, they could win the game, but if they were, like, you know, trailing going into the bottom of the ninth, they walk it off, well, they never... Like, I'm just going to keep it as is.
I'm so confused right now. Yeah. I don't know if it's a home run or
I'm just going to say they're going to win and they won't blow a lead.
I need more of Declan thinking this through out loud, though.
Safety squeeze. I don't even know what this is.
I had another Twins prediction that I literally just audibled it like 5 minutes, but like right as we started the show, because I saw the lineup, I was like, oh, I'm not going to make that prediction anymore.
You know what? I will. Okay. Screw it.
All right.
Despite that lineup, I want this to be a home run, so it's going to be like the Price is Right yodeler game. You guys help me here. The Twins will score at least 7 runs today.
And win?
And win.
Who are they going against? Who's the pitcher even?
I have no idea. Zero clue. Let's find
it. Because Cobb started last night, and I would have said that's a home run if they had scored, which they didn't, against Cobb.
DeSclafani, right? DeSclafani?
Okay.
He's fine. He's Joe Ryan's on the mound for the Twins today. The Twins are
actually
a -140 favorite to win this game. The over under is 7.5, which means like it's like a 4-3 projected final score. Yep. I'm saying they're going to basically double that run output and win the game. So 7 runs or more, and they'll beat the Giants. Is that a home run? Do I have to make it 8 runs?
No, I think
if you make it 8, good if you make it 8.
Fine. If I make it 8. Screw it.
Better.
8. They'll score at least 8 right. runs, and they'll win
the
game.
That's a home run.
Okay, let's go.
Dex, you okay with that?
Yep, good with that.
Mm-hmm. All right, back to Harry. Harry, that was our guest on Purple Daily. Julian, for your second prediction.
Okay, write this down. Carlos Correa will finish the season with a career high in home runs.
Ooh. All right, let's see. Where is he at right now? I love this prediction. Because it's basically like spitting in the face of the Judd Zolgads who think that Correa is cooked. Face.
No, he could hit a Gallo like 201 and have a career high in home runs.
I spit in the face of people who don't want to be cool.
Julian's not wrong here.
So right now he has 6 home runs. His career high is 26. That was his last year with the Astros. So he would need 20 home runs over the final 4 months of the season to tie that. So this is bold. This is definitely a home run, I think, if it happens, just based on the timing and the slow start. Is that fair?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
Okay, Judd.
So one of the teams expected to be, I think, one of the best in baseball, the San Diego Padres, have been an extreme disappointment for much of the season, and that's going to lead to a you're fired moment. Go ahead. Yeah. Bob Melvin will be fired by the Padres before the end of the season.
Bob,
you son of a, you're out. You're you can't have that much talent and that big a payroll and be struggling this much 2 months in.
But these coaches, the job. Brewers, Royals, where did Bob Melvin used to manage? The A's.
Julian's team. Okay. He managed the. In fact, he left because, to Julian's point, the A's are like, whatever, Bob. If you want to quit, that's fine. We suck. We don't care anymore. So
he's also managed. He managed the Diamondbacks for a while. He managed the Mariners back in the early 2000s.
Yep.
So he's definitely been around the block a time or two. So where do you stand now? Because I've heard we've had some Rocco conversations. I put out something on Twitter the other day that just said, I don't know that we need to make sure he's extended through 2025. I'm not saying, I'm not even really anti-Rocco. I just think this, they haven't done anything in 3 years. And even when they had good teams, they got swept in the playoffs. Do we really need to, let's make sure he's extended through 2025? And a lot of the pushback I got was, well, it's not, you know, this isn't his fault. That's not his fault. This other thing over here is not his fault. So what's the point of, I mean, I get that today a manager has less influence over an organization than maybe 10 years ago, 20 years ago. And in general, baseball managers have less influence over wins and losses than football coaches or maybe even basketball coaches. But can we really just say that, like, well, the team hasn't done anything in 3 years, therefore, like, it's not Rocco's fault. There's not, what's Rocco supposed to do? I just don't understand that line of thinking with managers.
I blame everybody. Falvey, Pete Mackey, Dave Popkins, Rocco Baldelli. That's my thing. I'm tired of them all. Look.
Would you fire Popkins' ass? Would you fire his ass?
I would seriously consider. I would seriously consider it. Yes, I would. Hitting coaches are often fair, not sacrificial lambs. I blow them out.
Sometimes fans just need a sacrificial, a hitting coach.
You know what it is? It's a purge. Sometimes you need a purge. It might not even make perfect sense, but I do something. I'm just, I don't know. The press conference last night, Rocco, first two questions. Audra actually asked him about the game, like what went wrong, blah, 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 what's going wrong. And his second answer, he finally says, you know, there's no reason to keep rehashing this. We just have to look ahead. And it's like,
okay,
no, there is a reason. And you're being asked by Bally Sports North. You must be doing something wrong, buddy.
So did he get asked about the Kirilloff pinch hitting thing from two nights ago?
He did not get asked directly about it, but he addressed it. And he tried to explain that once Manaea came in as what? It's the bulk pitcher. I believe that's what we call the guy if there's an opener. He said once he came in, we knew he was going to stay in for quite some time. And so Garlic became the more, I don't know. I mean, I don't agree with this. Logical replacement, because he is.
Garlic is a good platoon hitter. I will say that.
Yes.
But is there a way, is there a way for you to get Garlic in the game without taking Kirilloff out of the game?
They got
worked. That's what I would want to know the answer to.
As you said, dude, they got worked.
Anyhow, that's now the second time today we've hijacked an episode here of this show to bitch about the Twins. Okay, back over to Declan.
All right, second prediction for me. I'm going to hedge a WWE prediction I made. In fact, I think you could have taken it off for this week's accountability session, Phil, but all good regardless. In the wacky world of WWE, Seth Rollins wins the new World Heavyweight Championship at Night of Champions.
What was the – so you had
– I made – it'll
oh,
be
– someone who has never held the championship. Well, yeah. No. Well, so who's fighting – oh, it's AJ and Seth.
They both held. Yeah.
Got it.
So I'm going to hedge here, and then I'm going to say that Seth Rollins comes up. I doubt they'll put the belt on AJ Styles. Like, why would – I don't know why you would do that at this point.
Seems a little odd.
Yeah.
So, I agree completely.
Yeah, well, let's say Judd.
That AJ Styles, he's a piece of crap.
Screw that guy.
Write this down.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Okay, write this down. So LeBron James, for the first time in his career, has been threatening and hinting at retirement here, right? He was emotionally spent probably. So write this down. LeBron James will not retire this time around. And the Lakers will acquire Kyrie Irving before the first game of the season.
Oh, God. Okay.
I think LeBron, if once he comes to his senses here a little bit, if you could put – it's funny because Kyrie has worked nowhere except for with LeBron. They just play perfectly off each other. He can handle the offensive load while LeBron rests over here or misses games or whatever. And so you add the big-time fourth-quarter scoring punch. LeBron can kind of ride that out, maybe have a chance to win a championship next year and then go play with his son for 1 year and be done after that. I don't think he's going to retire this year. He's not going to retire this year.
Okay.
And the Lakers will acquire Kyrie Irving before the first game of the season. Write it down.
Write this down.
Yep. All right, Julian's third and final prediction.
Okay, so... you mentioned that we could do non-sports predictions, yes?
Oh, yeah.
As I remember, we can make predictions about the hosts, right? About you guys?
Yeah, if you need one of us to take our headphones off, you just let us know.
All right, this is a Judd prediction.
Okay.
All right.
Judd, we'll wave our arms when it's
time. I'll turn this down, take these off. Hold on.
Okay. We're all clear.
All right. So write this down. In the notebook. Actually, this is contingent upon whether you guys have reviewed it or not.
We haven't. We have not done the review yet.
Good. All right. Judd Zolgad will give a personal anecdote in the review of the notebook.
Like, just a... Like, can you elaborate a little more?
As in, he will give a personal account of his... perhaps his romantic life. He'll say, oh, this reminds me of...
Okay.
Way back when.
Okay. I like this prediction. This is good stuff. Judd, you can come back now. Okay.
Yeah, you and I think Phil can just kind of.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a subjective. Let's see if he does. Oh, was he going to do it now? Oh.
Let's see.
Oh, yeah. Could come off the board at any time. No. Oh.
And guess what?
Some people have speculated that does Judd have coffee in his coffee cup? Does Judd have alcohol in his coffee cup?
Judd,
your microphone's off.
You're
by
muted,
the way.
Judd.
Oh, there we go. I was trying to keep it above board. Yeah, no, it's coffee. It's
what
always
does Judd
coffee.
Have in there? What is it?
It's always coffee. If it's booze, it's a glass of beer. Nice frosty mug.
Yep. All right, so Julian, great work here. We're happy you discovered us through How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Apparently, that's freaking awesome. Since you have this life changing platform right now on this show, is there anyone you'd like to thank that brought you to this pinnacle moment?
Absolutely. I'd love to thank my parents, my sister, my dog, and I guess getting a little existential. I mean, whatever created the universe and brought us all here, I mean, it created Minnesota sports. So here we are.
Yeah, for better or worse.
Do you really want to thank that, though?
Let's curse it. Awesome, man. Julian, great thank stuff, you. Man. We appreciate you coming on. Good luck with your predictions. And we'll see you for the notebook review later this week.
Certainly. Thank you, guys.
All right. There it is. That's awesome, man. That's really cool when
that's a first, I think.
Just kind of randomly discover.
I think that's a first. I don't think we've ever gotten.
We talk all the time about like making sure that people who like the Vikings can discover Purple Daily, right? I don't know how much thought we've put into making sure people who like 50 First Dates or Rocky III can also stumble into us. But I guess that's the power of the internet. So pretty cool. Hey, before we get to the final three predictions here, you know what you guys should discover out there, especially for these summer months? A big Bennington pontoon from Power Lodge or Miller Marine. And now through Memorial Saturday, May 27th, because they're going to be closed on Sunday and Monday, you can take advantage and find the next boat or pontoon that's just right for you to lock in that remember when family moment. Maybe you can even get it out on the lake for the rest of Memorial Day weekend. Judd, I know that you probably will never be allowed to actually drive one of these, but you could enjoy sitting in one and just passing beverages around to people or something.
Exactly. I love that. And guess what? Judd is in need of, after watching sports in this town, Sports Dad Consulting last night, putting it out on Twitter. If you have gripes, bring them to me. You know what? I'm in need of throttle therapy. And that's what I get on that Bennington while sipping a beverage, enjoying the beautiful a sunset, the water, throttle therapy in that Bennington. Can you imagine anything better than that to decompress? So,
when you
wake up the next day, you are prepared to return to your sports dad life of counseling distraught Minnesota sports fans.
Head to powerlodge.com or millermarine.com and get used to saving big. It all starts at the lodge, Power Lodge. All right, final three predictions here. We'll start with Joe. What is your last prediction of the week?
Okay, I got a prop for this one because I'm going to tell you right now, my write that down involves Lynx coach Cheryl Reeve, who I think is an absolute genius because I see what you're doing and I love it. So the opener, they scored like 3 points in the second or third quarter and lost. Last night had like a 12-point lead on Atlanta. They blew that and lost. I love it. I love it. Are you tanking? That's right. You are tanking, Cheryl, and I think it's a great idea. The Lynx will have a pick within the top three in next year's WNBA draft. And that's potentially Caitlin Clark, Paige Beckers. Like, we are talking about, you would love to be top two, but I'm going to say at least top three. I think we are assuring that this team can find its way to a high place in the draft, and for that, this woman deserves a lot of credit.
You can be crappy for Caitlin. You can collapse for Caitlin. Collapse for Clark. Putrid for Paige. There's so many different things.
Oh, putrid for Paige. That's a t-shirt. I love that.
We should make them available. Scornorth.com/shop.
I got my wave the flag shirt on right now.
Oh, you do? Look at that.
I'm wearing it. It's really comfortable.
You've got this. Okay, that's one of the premium ones. Okay, so you like that tri-blend? We should
It's incredibly comfortable. Yes, okay. I love it.
So that's Judge Wade. Look at that. You can get your official Wave the Flag swag at scornorth.com/shop.
There it is, folks.
That's scornorth.com/shop.
Wave the flag, baby. Purple Daily.
Amazing. All right, Dex, what's your final prediction?
All right. Write this down. I'm going to buy some stock here on this guy. One of the coolest stories we've seen in a long time in sports, in my opinion. Michael Block.
Oh, yeah.
Will make the cut at the Charles Schwab Challenge. The Cinderella story continues. He's actually literally on SportsCenter right now as I record this. He's doing a live hit from Texas, but he will make the cut this weekend. Write it down.
You know, it's funny. I actually thought about this did not make the cut of my predictions this week, but it's going to now because I'm going to counter Declan. Dude, this guy gives lessons at a public course in California. I don't know how he finished. It's amazing that he finished 15th at the PGA Championship, and he beat some of the best players in the world, right? Some of the best players in the world missed the cut, and this guy had a magical week. It ain't going to continue. Michael Block will miss the cut.
Declan comes in with one of the great stories. Feels like
it is. It is.
Believe
and it's great. It doesn't mean that it's going to. It would be really cool if it continued, but I do not think he will make the cut back-to-back weeks. So there you go.
Golf question off the topic of Block. When did DeChambeau return to looking like a normal person?
He lost like 25 pounds over the last, I think, 3 months or something, or some short amount of time.
Because the arms are no longer like Popeye.
No, I think he had some injury issues, and I don't know what the backstory was there, but he definitely, he's still fairly big compared to most PGA Tour players,
sure,
or LIV players, I guess, in this case. But yeah, maybe he's on, maybe he's on Livia. Who knows?
He should tell me so I can help endorse it.
Yeah. All right, there's your predictions, your accountability session, the only show in America that actually puts statistics next to our predictions. Thanks for hanging out with us. Minnesota Sports with Mackie and Judd.